Steady job growth, an incrementally higher unemployment rate, and a new record high for temporary help services. Something for everyone this month. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on May 2013 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the unemployment rate edged up, which was characterized by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics as essentially unchanged, to 7.6% in May. A year ago, it was 8.2%. That incremental rise in the unemployment rate was because the labor force expanded by 420,000, and there were only, and we say that in quotes because it was quite good, 319,000 more employed persons, but the number of unemployed persons rose by just over 100,000. In other words, although the size of the labor force expanded, at the same time a fairly large number of people found jobs, the number of unemployed persons did increase. Therefore, the unemployment rate incrementally rose. In addition, the number of persons not in the labor force declined by about 230,000. The numbers from the Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, showed steady, albeit uneven, growth. The number of jobs was up by 175,000 in May, or up 178,000 if the decline in government jobs is factored in, which was slightly better than some estimates, and notably better than April's gain of 149,000 or March's growth of 142,000. The number of jobs in the private goods-producing sector declined by only 1,000 in May, which is an improvement from April's drop of 15,000, but still contrasts to March's increase of 14,000. Although the construction sector added only 7,000 in May, it was a reverse of the decline of 2,000 jobs in April, which was an improvement itself from when it first was reported. Manufacturers cut 8,000 jobs in May, which was about the same that they lost in April. Mining and logging was flat by not adding or removing jobs in May after chopping 4,000 in April. Therefore, it was up to the private service providing sector to reel in any new jobs, and it appeared to be up to the task. It grew by 179,000 jobs in May, which was a slight improvement from April's increase of 172,000, as well as March's gain of 140,000. The retail trade sector was busy, after all, it is spring-summer, by adding almost 28,000 jobs in May, which was considerably better than the nearly 20,000 it added in April. It declined by 2,800 jobs in March. Growth in the professional and business services sector has been remarkably stable for the past few months. It grew by 57,000 in May, it was up 60,000 in April, and increased by 59,000 in March. The education and health services sector added a total of 26,000 jobs in May, with the sector's health care and social assistance portion growing by almost 12,000 jobs. Home health care services grew by 6,900 jobs in May, which was not quite as healthy as the 7,300 it added in April. The party continued to pick up a little steam in the leisure and hospitality sector that grew by 43,000 in May after adding 39,000 in April. And government jobs continued to decline, but at a diminishing pace with a total decrease of only 3,000 in May after a decline of 8,000 in April and shrinkage of 12,000 in March. In May, the federal government contracted by 14,000, state government was down by 2,000, but local government grew by 13,000. As we said at the top of this podcast, temporary help services reached a new all-time record high in terms of its number of jobs. But first, let's take a look at what happened in May. After the April number was revised downward by 4,400, the number of temporary help jobs grew by 25,600 in May, which means that it reached a record high level of 2,679,800, surpassing the previous high more than 13 years ago of April 2000. On a year-on-year basis, temporary help services were up 7.5% in May 2013 and up 1% sequentially. Temporary help services market share, that is, its portions of all jobs, was 1.98%, which was more than an incremental improvement from April's 1.96%. Now, let's take a look at temporary help services' new record high, which was more than 13 years in the making. The sector had flirted with making new highs throughout much of 2006, but never surpassed that previous high of April 2000 until last month, when it finally did. But is it really a development to celebrate? After all, temporary help services portion of all non-farm employment, i.e. its market share, is lower, albeit incrementally, than it was back in April 2000. Why? Well, the world is a much different place than it was back then. Jobs are quite different today than they were back then. Now, let's very briefly explore how the nature of jobs has changed in the past 13 years. Two sectors that were fairly important customers to many temporary help services back in 2000 were manufacturing and construction. In April 2000, those two sectors represented a total of 21.1% of all non-farm employment, and last month, those two sectors were only 13.1% of all non-farm employment. Temporary Help Services has been able to exceed its previous high of 13 years ago despite significant shrinkage in two major customer sectors by servicing more sectors and or broadening their array of services. But they were not able to grow in terms of their share of the job market, since the market share of Temporary Help Services is slightly lower now than it was back in 2000. Before this month's employment report was released, at least one pundit called it the most important employment report in a long time, because the overall economy has been on somewhat shaky ground and the stock market did not do very well earlier in the week. And it's no secret that the Fed is looking very closely at employment before instituting any reductions to its quantitative easing program. With the unemployment rate ticking up, but employers adding jobs at a healthy clip, it's unclear when the Fed will be making changes to that program. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. A fully interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.